Governor Cuomo, in what has become a daily briefing on the spread of the illness, says the executive director of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Rick Cotton, has tested positive for the virus. Cotton is in quarantine at his home where he's recovering. Cuomo says Cotton had been overseeing arrivals at the busy JFK International Airport in recent weeks and may have contracted the virus there.
He's been at the airports, obviously, when many people were coming back with the virus. He'll be working from home, and now the senior team that works with Rick will also be tested. So several of them may be on quarantine, and they'll be working from home.
New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker, also at the briefing, says he's working with the State Education Department, also known as SED, to devise a plan for potential school closures if a student comes down with the virus. Zucker says the plan is for the affected school to close for 24 hours to do a cleaning and assessment of the situation and then decide whether to reopen the school or keep it closed for longer.
You have a positive case. You want someone to go in there and clean the environment, and at the same time, the department working with SED will try to investigate to figure out where did that child get end up positive. It may just be, obviously, in the community, but let's try to get a little bit more information, and that's the purpose.
The health department is also working with the Federal Centers for Disease Control about a longer closure of public schools in New Rochelle in Westchester County, where there's a cluster of cases. Cuomo says the region is a significant hotspot for the virus. The governor says while the illness so far has not been severe in children, the strategy is to contain the spread wherever possible so that the vulnerable populations like the elderly and people with underlying medical conditions are not exposed.
The image in my mind is 9-year-old Johnny goes and kisses his grandmother, and now there's an issue.
The governor says he is concerned for his own mother, Matilda Cuomo, who is 88, and he says he's urged her to keep away from public gatherings. The state has recommended that nursing homes in New Rochelle suspend access to visitors and says that other nursing homes around the state should consider limiting their visitors. Cuomo says for now there are no plans to suspend the legislative session or limit crowds at the Capitol, where hundreds often come during session days to lobby and hold demonstrations. He says the strategy is to impose restrictions where there are multiple cases of the illness and urge caution, including hand washing and social distancing everywhere else. The governor also announced a practical solution to the hand sanitizer shortage. Prisoners at the Great Meadows Correctional Facility will be manufacturing 100,000 gallons of a hand disinfectant solution each week. Cuomo, trying to add a light note to grim circumstances, demonstrated the use of the product, saying it is better than what's on the market with a 75% alcohol content.
It also has a, comes in a variety of sizes. It has a very nice floral bouquet.
The hand sanitizer, which costs the state $6 a gallon to make, will be distributed for free to schools, local governments, and healthcare facilities that need it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.